Welcome, everybody. Shir number 854. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, I just want to finish up these soups. We started these soups with the soups, Bezrus Hashem, and trying to finish up some of these soups while we're on the subject. We try and put it all into one section, if you want to call it. So Rabadna brings down, we've been going through Rabadna Sefer in reference to soups. We've been going through the Klalim as we go down the road. He brings some of the Klalim in the beginning, but some of the Klalim we want to get to also inside in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so he brings on corn soup. Corn soup is made by mixing creamed corn with milk or water. The bracha will be bar priyadama in this case, which exempts the liquid. That's what he brings it down as far as corn soup. Again, a lot of these things I'm not so familiar. I'm just reading how he brings it down. Since the liquid merely enhances the corn, it is exempt by the bracha. Okay, so I'm just assuming from how he brings it down, there are pieces of corn over there, but because if you're talking about pure water, right, so then you have a shahakal, but that's how he brings it down, that the corn soup is made by mixing creamed corn with milk or water, the bracha is by priyadama, which exempts the liquid. So that's the story as far as regular corn soup. Just people should be aware. Anybody has any further questions with that, they should just find out from the kashrus agency or someone that they are buying the soup from. Okay, just real quickly, I just want to go a little bit back and forth. Rav Binyamin first, in his Sefer, the Laws of Brachas, Pischei Halach, he brings down also in the corn soup. He says if the corn is the majority, you're looking at Ehu Adama, corn kernels in the water, and so on. So apparently there's the corn kernels are in the soup, that's why it's Ehu Adama, and the soup would be bottled to the corn. Okay, I just want to mention one more thing in reference to the chicken soup, which we spoke about last time. So Reforce brings down also the same thing. So again, chicken soup is, I would say, from the most complicated soups because all the various different things in there, besides the noodles, you have, you have people put in croutons, you have the vegetables, you have small amounts of vegetables, large amounts. So again, like we said last time, why don't you try and make, two brachas on something else? One you can make on the soup, or depending on what you're taking out. If it's vegetables, you make adama, right? If it's mazonos, you take the mazonos. But to try and make a shahakal on something else, again, depending on how much soup, depending on what's in there, that's why we recommend definitely one of the brachas to make on something else and have in mind the items in the soup. Okay, he brings down, lentil soup, he brings down will be Ehu Adama and Bar Nefashos. And when we say Bar Nefashos, obviously if somebody ate at least a kezias, under a 4-minute period, right, or they drank a revius and so on, under a 4-minute period. Okay, but be it as it may, but the bracha on the soup, the lentil soup he brings down will be Ehu Adama in general. Now, as far as the split pea soup we spoke about last time, he brings in also, does refers that the split pea would be Ehu Adama and Bar Nefashos. Rabbanan brought down also split pea soup. We said also last time, if they're cooked and they're dissolved and there's no actual peas in there, so then there'll be a shahakal. But if they're actual, you know, but the mice, a regular split pea soup, if you do have pieces, that of course will be a bracha of a split pea soup, would be Ehu Adama. Assuming that you have pieces in there. Okay, so be it as a, meaning pieces of the pea, but right. Okay, now for moving along, he brings down, Rabadner in the Sefer on page 440, tomato rice soup. You have something called tomato rice soup. Tomato rice soup, he says like this. Tomato rice soup, rice cooked together is viewed, okay, so it's the tomato rice soup is viewed as an ikker and tuffle food combination, okay? So in other words, you have to go with the halachas of ikker and tuffle. The rule for such mixtures is only one bracha is required, that because of the fact that you're eating it together, right? Which exempts the other components. So you have each spoonful is tomato and rice and so on, right? So therefore the bracha is determined in the following. Typically one eats, and again, this applies to specifically tomato and rice soup. It could apply to other soups too, like the vegetable soup, but again, depending how it's eaten and what's eaten, like we explained, that's why it gets a little bit complicated. So typically one eats tomato rice soup primarily for the soup. That's how he brings it down. and it's the rice in order to enhance the soup. In this case, the soup is the ikar, all right? And the bracha is shahakal. That's how he brings it down. So the soup will be the ikar, and the bracha will be a shahakal. He said he brings this down, Rabbani, he heard it from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and so on. Okay, so that's the story as far as that. In the uncommon case, he says, that one primarily wants the rice and eats the soup in order to enhance the rice is the ikar. Then the rice becomes the ikar. So the rice becomes the main. And the bracha is bare mina mezonos, right? As we know on rice, we may cook rice, you make a bare mina mezonos. Then he says if one eats, he goes continuing on in this rice, tomato rice soup, if one eats tomato rice soup simply because he likes both ingredients, I like the rice and I like the tomato, I like it all, and I'm eating it together and I like them both together, I like them both equally, neither ingredient is there to enhance the other, right? When one ingredient is there to enhance the other, so then you make the bracha on the other one, unless it's a mezonos, like regular mezonos from the from the five grains, which we spoke about that, which I'm not getting into that right now. But when it comes to rice, you go with rice, even though it's mezonos, we do go, if the majority is the other food, we go with the other food. Okay, so that's the halachas of rice, whereby the other grains, if the majority is the other food, and the grain, one of the five grains, meaning wheat, or whatever it is, spelt, or whatever was put in there to, for taste of sustenance, then we go with that, even though it's the minority. By rice, we go with the majority. It has the regular halachas of ikar v'tafel. So if one eats tomato soup, he brings on simply because they like both ingredients. I don't have a preference that the ikar is the majority. Then we go with the majority. You have to take whatever's more in the soup with the regular halachas of ikar v'tafel. In such cases, if there is more soup than rice, okay, so the bracha is shahakal, meaning that there's no pieces of tomatoes. We're talking about, I guess, regular liquid. So in such a case, if there's more soup than rice, the bracha will be shahakal. Well, if there's more rice than soup, then the bracha will be a borei mina mezonos, again, with those halachas of ikar v'tafel.